This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
A one-of-a-kind race car will be hitting the auction block this weekend to raise funds for pediatric cancer programs. Chili Pepper Racing developed the first biodiesel professional racing car right here in Chattanooga, and now they are donating the car to the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Dr. Jim Osborne, an orthopedic spine surgeon, is co-founder of the Austin Hatcher Foundation and race car driver with Chili Pepper Racing.
We've been racing professionally since 2001. Actually, I started racing in 1980 when I lived in Chattanooga. In 2006, we started looking for a new platform to race. And we had some friends in Europe who we talked to about the Volkswagen TDI series, which is a diesel cars in Europe, and they were pretty competitive cars. So at that point, it was a new concept to bring diesel cars to the United States to race. Audi had done it successfully in the American Le Mans series, and no one was doing it at this level. And it was a time in the economy where gas was going up in price, so we looked at bringing racing diesel technology to the U.S. So we contacted our friends in Portugal and U.K. We started building a Volkswagen Jetta for racing. Well, that process started for us back in probably May of 2006 when Amy Jo was still pregnant with Hatch. Hatch was born August 15th, and we unveiled the car at the Petit Le Mans race, which is an event we'd had cancer fundraiser for 7 or 8 years. And it was just after that that Hatch was diagnosed with cancer and passed away. And out of that, we went ahead over the winter and completed the car, and we debuted the car at the Sebring International Raceway in March of 2007. The car set up world records for the first biodiesel professional touring car in the world. It's been recognized in several magazines, Diesel Tuner, Euro Tuner magazine, but it also got recognized during the Fuji Grand Prix in Japan in 2007 as an engine of change because it was a new concept to run alternative fuel in other levels of racing, especially a biofuel. The car has some great history. It cost about $250,000 for us to build, and we hope that it generates good money when it comes to the Barrett Jackson auction in Orange County this weekend. And this is the first time Barrett Jackson's had an event in Orange County, California, so we're excited about being there for their first event with the world's first biodiesel touring car.
The biofuel VW Jetta is still unique in its field.
There are alternative fuel programs going on. One of the series that we're the official charity of, the American Le Mans series, is all about alternative fuels. So they're running fuels like propane and alcohol and synthetic diesels. But as far as running a biodiesel like we raced on, no one else really is doing that in a professional series. Our biodiesel actually was provided by Benton Oil here in Chattanooga. And it was a mixture of diesel fuel and soy-based biodiesel. So it was a 50-50 blend. It was a renewable source and certainly alternative fuel technology.
The Volkswagen Jetta has enjoyed a special place both on and off the racetrack.
One of the things we've used this car for as we've traveled around the country, too, is diversionary therapy events. So when we go to the races and we're racing in the professional series, which is the Speed World Challenge Touring Car Series, we would bring families out to the track and the kids would get to sit in the car and ride in the car. And it was an opportunity for us to interact and divert the family's attention from the pediatric cancer that they're dealing with and actually have some fun. We've used the car for racing and therapy, and now we're using it for fun generations.
The race car is being donated to the Austin Hatcher Foundation to help provide services and skills training for families dealing with pediatric cancer. This race car and its memories are tied very closely to the Osborne's own family history.
It's bittersweet for the car to be going away because we certainly spent our own time building the car when Hatch was there, and certainly, you know, we'd love to have that time back to spend with Hatch. But this is a time for us that we can take this car to auction as a charity car, and all the proceeds from the sale of the car will come back to the foundation. You know, we'd love for it to generate some good income so that the foundation can use that money to apply to the families that are affected by pediatric cancer.
The Volkswagen Jetta being auctioned this weekend was rebuilt from the ground up and was one of the first diesel race cars in America and the only biodiesel professional touring car.
This is one of our race cars. We've built several over the years, and we've built the Australian Holden, which is the Australian version of the Pontiac GTO, which now is defunct. we had raced BMWs for a long time, and when we switched over to Volkswagens, long before Chattanooga actually had a Volkswagen plant coming, it was amazing as we built this car how solid the car was. We bought a car in Birmingham off a showroom floor. We brought it to our race shop and started basically cutting it up, because we take the car, take everything out of it, so we start out with a shell and then create a race car out of it. As we start destructing the car, we realized how solid it is and all the internal roll cages that are in this Volkswagen Jetta. Oddly enough, driving a petrol car in the races versus driving a diesel car is completely different. The way the power of a diesel car is available is different than a gas car. A gas car, you have to keep the RPMs up and keep it rolling into the corners, whereas a diesel car, you just slow down like an electric golf cart, put on the brakes, stand on the gas again, and the power is right there. The other thing that we noticed is that the fuel mileage was significantly different. Petrol race cars got about 3 miles to a gallon, and the diesel race car got 9 miles to a gallon. There's a lot of racing technology that goes into that. There was about $250,000 that went into building this car. It's got carbon fiber doors and hoods and all kinds of stuff. This does not look, when you look inside the car, as a real Jetta. It looks from the outside like one. It is a no reserve bid. This car could potentially sell for $1, or it could sell for a lot more. One of the things that Barrett Jackson Auctions do is they take a charity car, which this is considered. All the proceeds go to the Austin Hatcher Foundation, and they don't charge us a buyer's fee or a seller's fee. So generally, these cars go at a little higher value because money comes back as a donation to a 501c3. We get several things out of this. One is we get the money from the car. Number two, we will be on stage, primetime, Speed Channel, on Sunday, June 27th, with an opportunity to share some information about the foundation on international TV. The lot number for the car, if someone wants to look up, is 647.1, and it's barrettjackson.com is the website. One other place you can find pictures of the car and information is at chilipepperracing.org.
You can see pictures of the car and learn more by following the links from our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC, with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.